Good morning, you're listening to RDU Breakfast, and this is my final conversation with Ariana from Reo Māori Mai for Te Wiki o Today on Māori. Good morning. I just combined morning and Māori.
Morena.
So this last conversation is around next steps and the future. It's, all knowing, who knows what's going to happen. So maybe we should first provide context. And I would love to ask you to look back on Reo Māori Mai and just some of the highlights, I guess, and how you've got to this point where we are today.
Tēnā koe, yeah. Looking back, So Reo Māori Mai has grown from some kind of sporadic lessons, doing the best that I could with kind of the tools that I had available at the time, to I feel like we now have friends and whānau who are connected to Reo Māori Mai on a much larger scale in terms of geographical reach than I ever thought that we would. So I'm really surprised and proud and delighted by the how things are going for us as a community in terms of a Reo Māori Mai community, and excited for what's coming next.
When you started Reo Māori Mai, did you think you'd be where you are today?
No, I thought that I would be doing what I was doing for a much longer period of time. I thought that I would be running classes and workshops as my primary form of mahi, as my primary form of contribution for a much longer period of time. But I feel like 5 years into it, that part of the work is kind of tapering out for me, and we're looking to launch something that we're hopeful can have a much broader reach.
So you mentioned just there the thought of new releases, new stuff coming up on the horizon. What are some spoilers that you could give us and some, I guess, wee cheeky insights to the future of Reo Māori Mai?
So actually today we're launching a new part of Reo Māori Mai called Live with Reo Māori Mai, or Live with Reo Māori Mai, depending on how you interpret that word. Both of them work. And it's a subscription-based group run through a private Facebook group where we're going to be sharing live videos several times a week, engaging with conversations around Te Reo Māori, the context stuff for us in Aotearoa as Māori, as non-Māori, as a bicultural nation. Got lots of ideas in the mix for what this is going to look like going forward, but mainly I'm just really excited to have a platform to be able to offer something consistently for people, something that's accessible, something that's non-academic, something that is relevant for their daily lives. So that's happening at the moment at reomaorimai.co.nz/live, depending, again, how you pronounce that word. So it's a bit exciting.
Yeah, gosh, so exciting. I have to ask, because this is the future, or guess, next steps lens conversation, I've got to ask around, I guess, your mental health and just the way that Hawara has taken place within your Reo Māori Mai dealings. How are you holding up?
That's a great question. I have a lot of strategies in place for my mental, emotional, cultural, physical, spiritual health. And I wasn't anticipating the growth of Reo Māori Mai in the online spaces that we're in the public online spaces that we're in. So there are times when some of those conversations and some of the assumptions that are made about me as a person take their toll. And so I've got a pretty good support crew around me to just remind me that I'm a good human, even if strangers on the internet tell me otherwise. And I'm getting better at just leaving my phone behind when I go somewhere that I don't need to scan a QR code.
Yeah. What are some changes as of late that have been positive, or I guess green flags that you have identified throughout Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori that have you thinking, oh, the future is going to be brighter?
I get tagged in a lot of stuff that is whānau who are beginning their reo journey and who are sharing it through different social media platforms. And I love that stuff. I love to see a mum and their child who are practicing te reo Māori, and they are taking a video and they are sharing it for others to see their progression and to see, you know, how they're going. I think those things feel really nice to me, probably more so than any of the flashier stuff that's been happening this week. The things that I think will make a real difference for a whānau are the things that encourage me to keep moving.
That's so interesting. Hearing what you see as, I guess, the most meaningful, impactful stuff from this week. Of course, it's all meaningful and impactful, but yeah, how do you land on those things that really do stick out to you?
I think Te Reo Māori needs people, and so people have become the thing that I am not the most interested in, but I think particularly interested in, and particularly Māori people, because Te Reo Māori is for everybody, yes, it's part of our national identity here in Aotearoa, but I think there is a unique connection between Māori people and Te Reo Māori. And so the things that have real meaning for me are the things that feel affirming for whānau Māori, that has them feel safe and excited and curious to engage with a part of themselves that for many generations might have felt out of their reach.
How do you think Reo Māori Mai's overall kaupapa has changed since you first started?
I think we have moved from providing just fun stuff to providing fun stuff and not so fun stuff. So we started off with whatever you needed help with around Te Reo Māori, we would help you with it. And within in terms of classes and workshops and in social media, you know, it was very, here's a phrase, here's some words, here's some options. And it's definitely grown more into, did you know this? Were you aware of that? Have you considered this perspective? Not that everything that we have to offer is correct or the only way to look at things, but really committed to challenging some of those narratives and also challenging some of the complacency or assumptions that people might have.
100%. I feel like critical thinking has just, it's been the underlying message, at least from my perspective. And so it's definitely something I'll be taking on for the rest of the year. We talked about this, of course, in a previous wee chat regarding the fact that Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori goes far beyond just this week. So in that sense, future thinking, what are things that people can do and should be doing already?
Well, they can definitely join us at Live with Te Reo Māori Mai for some quality content and banter on a weekly basis. But I think I've said this to you before, but having a plan, figuring out what your intentions are, why this thing is important to you, and figuring out what success looks or feels like for you, and then taking actions based on that. I think there's so many opinions and perspectives around what we should be doing or what success looks or sounds like, but actually there's so many different ways to approach that. So I would encourage people to have some agency around what that looks like for them, and then go and find resources or support to help them meet what they're after.
Thank you so much, Ariana, for your time throughout this week and just for being the icon you are, doing all your fantastic work, just the advocacy in general. I cannot stress enough how awesome it all is. And yes, again, thank you so much for your time. So yes, tēnā koe.
All good. Tēnā koe. Kia ora.